Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Director Steve Anderson about the board's most recent meeting on July 13th and updates with several of Washington County Conservation's projects.
How was the discussion regarding the potential bat house?
The young man, Trevor, did an excellent job of providing the presentation and explaining his project, and in the end, it was approved to go. So he is going to be creating four bat houses here at Marr Park that are going to be in the vicinity of the southwest of our campground. And so we look forward to that project. The exact timing of it, it could be going into next year when they're actually installed, but it's an exciting project.
What will be funding those bat houses?
He has arranged all of the funding, and so the Washington County Conservation Board only cost of involvement will be to assist with digging the holes and then to help him locate them. So he has arranged all the finances and everything else for this project.
The resolution for the TAP grants, what was done there?
The Washington County Conservation Board has received a TAP grant, which is Transportation Alternative Funding, for a project that we're going to do that's going to create a trail spur going on up to the Kirkwood Regional Education Center and then also pave a piece of the Kiwash until we run out of money. So in order to receive that grant, we are required to commit to its actual maintenance and operation for a minimum of 20 years, and so we did that.
And so when will that be starting, that trail project?
The federal financial year when the money first becomes available starts in September, October of this year, and after that we will actually start going through the project as far as making arrangements, getting the engineering done, getting the design done, and eventually, of course, it'll get to the point of taking bids. And so we're hopeful that some of the actual construction can happen in 2018, but certainly not sure because of, you know, you have to cross all the hurdles before you actually move any dirt. But that's 2018 will be the soonest that it could happen, and we actually hope that it will.
What are some updates on the different projects?
Well, the Kiwi Avenue project is completed, so we actually have completely finished it and have applied to the Washington County Riverboat for final reimbursement to actually take the project completely off our books. We're getting numerous positive reports about this. It came out extremely well. So that one's over and done. On our Clemens Creek shooting range, many people are aware that we upgraded the 25-yard range shooting station and to include a really nice canopy, and it is all done and open, and we are receiving, again, ecstatic reviews of that one, and we're actually now starting to move forward with funding the operation to do something, you know, as we go on forward to the 100-yard range next. So that's kind of where we're at on that one. The Willow Pond landscaping project, we actually have the shelter all done, and we have the benches in, and the plantings by the Eagle are all there and doing well, and we're actually going to just create one more little trail spur that connects between the shelter and the handicap jetty in order to make that, and then we'll be done with that project. The Master Trails Planning Project, which is the Washington County Conservation Board is, and all of the cities and towns in Washington County and all the people in Washington County are being invited and to participate in this thing. We're actually going to have the first of many public input meetings, and it's going to be associated to the fair on Wednesday, where the consulting group is going to be present for public input. So we're at the early phases of doing this master planning. We encourage people to participate, and to, you know, this is your chance to have an impact on the long term, not only of the Washington County Conservation Board, but of all the trails in Washington County. So it's kind of an exciting time. Of course, part of such a plan is it makes us eligible for federal funds like we just received with this TAP grant. Without that master plan, you're not eligible for those kinds of funding. So that's a big part of what it's about.
With Marr Park, what are some updates for there?
It's going great. We have numerous good things happening out here. We've got an area between Mary Marr Lodge and the pond that we're kind of dressing up, and we created a French drain in working with our Washington County Sanitarium, and that's looking much better. Then on our playgrounds, we're actually just going through them and making sure that they're fully safety compliant, which means we're upgrading the material underneath in all of them, well, most of them. And then just, you know, again, it's just safety stuff. But the Conservation Education Center is particularly exciting because we're actually moving into a phase where we're talking about replacing the displays, which are actually mostly from, you know, way back when it was built in 2006. So it's time to upgrade our displays and to modernize them. And we've got a little subcommittee that's formed that's done an excellent job, and that they are working with a company now to help move forward in that direction, at least get them planned. It's kind of an exciting time to have, you know, this building is needing that at this point, and it's exciting to have a company come in and help.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Conservation Director Steve Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.